AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson says he did not mislead people by saying he was offered a scholarship at West Point. He was on Face the Nation on CBS, saying he's facing an unprecedented level of scrutiny about his life story.
For people to try to take this and twist it and make it seem like something dishonest seems like dishonesty itself.
GOP rival presidential hopeful Donald Trump told ABC's This Week he hopes the controversy over the accuracy of Carson's personal history gets sorted out.
It's a weird deal going on, and I hope it all works out because I don't want to see Ben have problems over this stuff. And, you know, it's a very strange situation.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was also on the show. He said fighting the Islamic State is a complicated mess.
What the president is trying to do is to thread a very difficult needle. He's trying to defeat ISIS. He's trying to get rid of this horrendous dictator, Assad. But at the same time, he doesn't want our troops stuck on the ground, and I agree with that.
Pope Francis has made his first public comments on the latest scandal rocking the Vatican. AP correspondent Colleen Barry reports the pontiff calls the leak of private documents a crime, but not a matter which is likely to hinder his reform drive.
He underlined that the theft of Vatican documents describing financial malfeasance inside the Holy See was a crime, but he pledged to followers that he would continue reforms. He told the crowd gathered in St. Peter's that this sad fact will certainly not distract me from the reform work that I and my collaborators are pursuing with the support of all of you.
Authorities in Mississippi say a cave-in of a restaurant parking lot has swallowed 12 cars. The Meridian Star quotes the city's public safety director as saying the collapse was not because of a sinkhole. This is AP Radio News. A legally blind barber has won a discrimination case in Massachusetts after claiming he was wrongly fired.
29-year-old Joel Nixon suffers from retinitis pigmentosa. He says it affects his peripheral vision and his night vision, but it doesn't affect his work. The barber was fired in 2012 after he tripped over a customer and then over a chair. He's been awarded $100,000 by a Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. But the shop owner says Nixon wasn't a licensed barber and wasn't pulling his weight at work. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An acoustic guitar John Lennon used to record and write Love Me Do, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and other hit songs has sold for $2.4 million at auction. Julian's Auction House says a drum head the Beatles used on the Ed Sullivan Show also sold at the sale. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.